The Needles. The best place to appreciate the Needles is from the viewpoint next to the Needles' new battery and rocket testing site. Guarding the western entrance to the Solent, the Needles occupy an important strategic position. Unfortunately, it has always been a risky area and a hazard for many ships. The first lighthouse to protect seafarers was erected in 1786 and was placed on top of a cliff overhanging Scratchell's Bay, which is to the southeast of the Needles. The lighthouse on the outermost rock was completed in 1859 and is the one that still stands there today. The last keeper left this lighthouse in 1994 when it was automated. Over the past 15,000 years, rising sea levels have eroded the chalk ridge that once ran from the Isle of Wight through Christchurch Bay all the way to the Dorset coast. This process has left chalk stacks, such as the Needles, as well as the remains of eroded and collapsed stacks, some of which lie as hazards just below the water. Until 1764, a fourth stone stood in the chain's largest gap. This fourth stone was tall and thin and shaped like a needle, which is where the name probably came from. Chalk gullies dominate the underwater landscape, some of them several meters deep. The Needles' protected wreck site covers an area of 12,500 square meters and contains the remains of numerous wrecks, two of which have been identified so far. One of them is HMS Pomone, whose fate is more fully described in the section on Alum Bay. The other is HMS Assurance, built in the Richard Heather Yard in Bursledon on the shores of the River Hamble. Launched in 1747, it was a fifth-rate 44-gun wooden frigate. There are surprising similarities between the loss of the Assurance and the Pomone, just 59 years apart. HMS Assurance spent most of its career in the region of the Spanish-American colonies. On the 24th of April, 1753, the ship was returning from Jamaica with the retiring governor of the island, Edward Trelawney, on board, along with his family and a personal fortune of £60,000. It struck Goose Rock, close to the Needles. The ship's master, David Patterson, claimed that the ship had hit an uncharted rock, but was still held responsible for the accident and sent to prison for 3 months. After the accident, the Admiralty was so concerned about a possible unknown rock that they ordered a survey of the channel, but no such rock was found. Another theory concerning why the ship foundered on the Needles can be found in a quote from the 18th century historian John Charnock, who wrote about the incident. It appeared that Governor Trelawney had spoken to the master, David Patterson, when passing the Needles. He asked a question, suggested by mere curiosity, what depth of water there were around it, and how near the ship would pass to that part of the rock appearing above the water. Patterson answered that they should pass so close that the fly of the ensign might touch the rock. Perhaps the master's attempt to replicate the boldness of his statement cost him his ship. The site was discovered in 1970 by an island resident and local diver, Derek Williams, who had been researching the Assurance. The site lies on an exposed wave-cut platform about 5 meters beneath the surface. By 1985, over 3,500 artifacts from both Pomone and Assurance had been recovered and catalogued. The finds include a scatter of musket shot, copper alloy nails, iron cannons, blue glass fragments, a wooden broom handle, and iron shot. Also, approximately 36 3rd century Roman coins have been raised from the area. Many artifacts are in the care of the Isle of Wight County Archaeology Collection, although other finds from earlier excavations are in storage within the City of Portsmouth Museum Conservation Department. Just off the end of the Needles Formation is the Shingles, a shifting 3-mile-long shoal of pebbles just beneath the waves. Many ships have been wrecked here, but little remains due to the tidal flow through the channel.